for me as a glassblower, it all started about 12 years ago when I had a week that three infants that I was caring for died in labor. And I tried never to bring work home, but I came home a little depressed, and you asked me what happened. And the next thing I knew, you ran out and bought me a class in glass. I think you got that for me because you knew I liked working with my hands. And as a surgeon, I'm kind of tactile anyways. And at the same time, seeing you as an art therapist doing therapy and art for patients, I realized that it could help both sides. I think specifically in medicine, both for patients and healers, we deal with some really complex and difficult situations, often life and death, that go beyond verbalizing. And having another way to let your feelings out, kind of emotional catharsis, is very, very helpful. For our learners in particular, I think, I'm a professor and a teacher at the university. It's important for them to, embrace the humanistic side of medicine, because medicine's not a science, it's a lot more of an art. And I think they can really bond with both patients and other providers alike if they have something else in common, something that they can talk about that is outside of medicine. And so, as you know, we've both together as a couple been really pushing the arts and humanities within the education of the medical school. And we've had uniformly positive response to that. The beauty of art for me is it's enabled me not only to explore myself creatively, but it's allowed me to come up with some products, namely all these pieces of glass that I make, that I can then share with other people. When I give someone a piece of glass, at first it was hard for me because I was so proud that I made something. But then later, when I started giving it and seeing how people responded, I got such a feeling of satisfaction. But in all honesty, what people don't realize is I'm really doing this more for me than for them. And I think that's why I've stuck with it so much. And that's why I've also been reticent to go commercial and sell my work, because I think then it would really change the way that I see art in my life. And since I'm not an artist, I'm really a physician who does art, although, as time goes on, I'm starting to see myself more as an artist. When my son brought a bunch of friends, camp counselors, into the house, and he didn't know I was in the room next door, and he said, as he was showing them the house, he's like, all the art on the walls is my mom's, and all the glass is my dad's. He's a gynecologist, but he's really a glass-blowing artist. And I was, I think, prouder of that than I was of what I've achieved at the School of Medicine. And I would say that this never would have happened without all the support and encouragement that you've given me, not just as a husband and father, but really as an artist. I often tell friends and colleagues that you're actually my biggest supporter and my biggest critic. And I love you for that.